Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Some of the things we'll be discussing today with you will be FAA's air traffic networks breached by hackers. And here is the next security threat. And of course, that was talking about the hackers. The electricity grid in the United States penetrated by spies. Jack, I just want to say this, that those global headlines really cover an awful lot, and they're also very, very important. What does it reveal collectively to you?
Oh, we are in trouble, Rexella. The tribulation hour is coming. And that's 21 judgments in Revelation chapters 6 to 18. And by the way, just recently, God showed me that those 7 years is the reign of the new world order. And we'll be talking about it again today because we are living in the last hours. This is the final sign, ladies and gentlemen, before Jesus returns to call us home in the rapture, when he says, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we go up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And then after 7 years of being controlled by the New World Order, Christ returns and puts a stop to them. And of course, that's Psalm 2, verses 1 to 6, 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and Revelation 19:19. But what about all these headlines? 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, just before I return, nations will be in distress with perplexity in mass confusion. And Revelation 7:14 calls it the great tribulation during the reign of the new world order. Boy, we are living in the final days. These are the last signs just before the Lord Jesus comes. But you know what? You don't have to fear when you're the Lord's. Let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said in John 14:1, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. And Martin Luther said, this is what comforts my heart when I'm threatened. Psalm 46:1, the Lord is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear. Amen.
Well, you know, friends, this next question, you probably already know the answer to if you watch our program. We did notice the prediction that was given in one of those articles about the end of the world. It could be connected with cyberspace and with cyber spies, terrorists who could actually knock down the internet, and hackers who could turn out our lights and all the rest. Jack, how about it? The end of the world and cyber spies.
I'll tell you, the biggest error within Christendom right now is the preaching that the world's going to come to an end, and it's usually by those who don't accept the teaching of the millennium. And of course, they're far from God, because that's one of the major teachings of this precious holy book. Well, they said, doesn't it say in Matthew chapter 13, verses 29, 30, 39, chapter 24, verse 3, chapter 20, verse 20, and Hebrews 9, 26, about the end of the world coming? Yes, but that is a misinterpretation of the Greek word aeon. Aeon does not mean world. Aeon means the age. Now let me prove it. The end of the age of grace comes, and then the age of the millennium begins. And I can prove that right in Matthew 24, verse 3. The disciples said, what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? It can't be the end of the world. Why? Turn the page in chapter 25, verse 31. Christ comes back with his angels, and he says to the redeemed, those who are prepared, come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And that kingdom lasts for 1,000 years and then forever and forever. So if that's true, it can't be the end of the world, but it could be what I said, what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age of grace? And then turn the page, because we go into the age of the millennium. I got a Bible that 120 times says that the world's never going to end. The earth abides forever, Ecclesiastes 1:4. What does it forever mean? It means forever, doesn't it? Psalm 104, verse 5, Yahweh God laid the foundations of the earth, and it shall never be removed, never be destroyed. I like that, don't you? That's why every Catholic Mass ends with "World without end." Amen, amen. Where'd they get that? Isaiah 45:17, Ephesians 3:21. No, Christ has to come. He's going to set up his kingdom forever and forever here on earth. And that's Luke 1:32-33. And Revelation 11:15 says that when Christ comes, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever and forever. I say it again, how long is forever? It's forever. Don't listen to these preachers who do away with the millennial reign of Christ and talk about the end of the world, because they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you know, if you looked around lately and looked at people at the mall or grocery shopping or whatever, not very many people are smiling out there, right? But a better day is coming. It's going to be wonderful when the Lord comes back. And take a look at this headline. Al-Qaeda's global base in Pakistan says Petraeus. That is certainly one of our serious problems. U.S. fears Pakistan's nuclear weapons at risk because of Al-Qaeda. And again, Taliban Islamists nearing Pakistani nukes and the Taliban's atomic threat. Now, you know, friends, our president would like to do away with all nuclear weapons. Will it work, Jack?
Absolutely not. The Wall Street Journal today said it would take 25 years to even think about doing it. Plus, the many more nations that are inventing this thing. And there's only one Muslim nation that has atomic weapons, and that's Pakistan. And the Taliban are getting close to where they could get a hold. And if they do, God help America. I say at that hour, God bless America, because it's going to be dangerous. The Bible many times mentions nuclear warfare. So we can't do away with these weapons. It won't work. And Malachi 4:1 says, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned. Revelation 9:18, by these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, and brimstone. It's there in the Bible. I wish I could get into all the passages. Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 24:7, Joel 2:3-30, etc., etc. I'll tell you, we're living in perilous, dangerous times.
And the Bible says that we should certainly be in prayer for those in authority, and we need to pray for our president. If he's born again and he is a Christian, he says he is, we need wisdom from God, and we need to pray for that for our president and for his safety. Also, all of this today is pointing to the coming of the Lord, a better day. Are you ready for the Lord to come right now? Oh, Jack, point us to the coming of the Lord.
Pray this after me, precious Jesus. Oh, what you bore for me on the cross. What suffering, what agony, as the hatred of the world was heaped upon you. And the world doesn't love you any more today, Jesus, than it did then. We're seeing it. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Savior of the world. You are my God. You died to wash away every sin I ever committed. Today I receive you and your sacrifice to cleanse me, to wash me, and to save me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh, amen. Again, this is why we're in your home, that you might open your heart to the Lord as the Savior of the world. And if you have, write to me. There's my address on the screen right there. Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy. And I just want to say, I'll get this in the mail as soon as I hear from you. First steps in a new direction, the Lord will walk with you. I saw this outside of a church one day. Swallow your pride. It contains no calories. How true. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, so do we. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.